Hello and good evening. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts tonight, accompanied by Liz's sister and Jen. DC Love is having difficulties with the weather. I think there's downpours and flooding and everything. Yeah. So we're sending her love and light for her to get better weather, and hopefully she'll be in later on. And I just wanted to open the show and just say good evening and also welcome Jen, who's going to be reading some poems for us, which I believe, Jen, you could say a little bit about the poems. I believe you write them yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Sure do, and some of them are just, they come out in seconds, and sometimes I do them from meditations, and then other times I just, you know, I just write them real fast, or I see a picture and write from there, or, you know, or get an idea or something. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I know you're going to share some tonight, right? But with that, do you want to share a little bit about yourself?
Okay, sure. Thank you. Well, I am Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a certified psychic medium, and I've been with the Sacred Embers group for several years now, and it's been a fantastic place to be with beautiful people, and we're right here on Facebook, and I've been doing radio shows on and off for the last six, seven, 8 years with Jethro Smith. I started with my teacher with Psychics Gone Wild, and then I went to the Sacred Embers, and we did Enter the Light for a few seasons, a couple years, and now I've been taking off because I have had some health problems, and so I just haven't done radio shows at all, and I just come on once in a while to do poetry, and sometimes I'll do animal totems for people too. But yeah, it's just, that's all, and I've been a psychic now for, well, practicing psychic, I guess, for almost 10 years, maybe a year less or so, and I hadn't worked professionally that way. I knew I was psychic since I was a child. I could see spirits and hear things and all that kind of stuff, but I just didn't get involved in it. In fact, it was kind of scary to me when I took a class when I was 17 years old, and oh, God, that just freaked me out because I had a spirit came into my body in the morning upon awaking. I was wide awake, and he came in and started talking to me, and I go, what? It scared me to death. But I told him to look to the light, just look for the light and go ahead and go. It was time. You know, he needed to go. He just needed some help. And then he did, mm-hmm. and that was fine, but it scared me to death. And I went back to that class and told the teacher, and she goes, oh, my God, you're a medium. Oh, my goodness, okay. But I could no longer stay in the class because it scared me, and I didn't want any more to do with it. And so I stopped for a long time until I started doing massage, and then it all started coming back. Well, it was always there, but it really started happening mm-hmm. when I did massage because it was a healing modality, and yeah. things just really happened. Yeah, it really happens when you're mm-hmm. practicing healing. And so anyway, yeah. long story short, it just later on, my brother died, and it was very devastating for me, and my mom died too. They died almost in the same time, a year apart, and it was mm-hmm. really hard on me. And I was looking for a psychic to talk to about it, and I saw Jethro Smith's name up there, and he was doing a show, radio show, so I called in, and he was very accurate, and he said, why don't you come on into my group? And he goes, it looks like you have gifts here, and I'd like to train you. And so I did, and that's exactly what happened. He trained me, and I started working professionally, and that's it, and that's how the story goes, and it's been a beautiful path ever since. So
wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's been a great time in DC Love. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, I didn't say anything. Did Liz?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just, I said, what a beautiful story.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, and one day on the radio, on Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith's group, DC Love called in, and I happened to just be the one to give her a reading, a totem, animal totem. And from then on, she started writing me in my email, and she was just like, wow, she could do, you know, she's an amazing healer, and she just blew my mind. And mm-hmm. she came right into the group, and she started, and she just took off, and she's our leader in this. Well, we're all leaders in this group, Sacred Embers, but she's the one that started it. And
yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to read? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Should we, I guess I'll say a little bit about myself, then Liz, and then we can go back to the poem. So I'm
okay.
Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath and a Reiki healer. I connect with spirits intuitively, and I have a variety of cards that I like to tune into and bring forth messages from spirit. I'm also, I get big yes and no's. I use my pendulum, and I'm just learning. I mean, I'm still taking courses and learning all the modalities there is, because there's so much healing to be done in this world. So I'm just, you know, as mediums, I guess, and psychics, we're always learning. So it's, and I guess you guys can find me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or through the Sacred Embers Network on Facebook as well. How about you, Liz? How can they find you and a little bit about yourself?
I'm Liz Fisher. I'm an intuitive healer and card reader. I'm also empathic. I am a meditation coach. I do guided meditations, kids meditations, all kinds of stuff like that. I recently, this past year, created my own card deck. I'm an ordained
wow.
minister. And my offer to the world, I say, is on Tuesday night, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation. On Facebook, off my page, it's Liz P. 11 Love, and I welcome everyone to come and enjoy it, to take what they need from it. I always post the replay, so anytime anybody needs to connect or just get a little peace of mind, they're always there for you, and that's what I share. I did bring a bowl this evening, if you would like me to give us a nice tone to bring us all together before you share your poems, Jan. I could do that because I brought the throat.
Oh,
chakra.
Neat. Wow. That's so cool.
Helps us to speak, you know, helps us have a little more ease with our words, I always say.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, for you ladies, Mary and Jan, and then all our listeners at home, if everyone wants to take a deep breath in together, in through your nose, and let through your mouth. Let's do two more deep breaths in together. Breathing in through our nose. Letting it out through our mouth. And we're going to bring our awareness to the center of our neck, to our throat chakra. We take another deep breath in. And you can envision the color blue. That's the color of our throat. And the throat is the center for our communication, our self-expression of feeling, speaking the truth, and holding secrets. Okay, so I think that brought us all together a little bit better, got us on the same
yes.
wavelength.
thank you.
Very relaxing. Thank
yeah,
you. That
welcome.
Was so powerful.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So I will turn it over to you, Jan, because we'd love to hear your poetry and what you have to share with us this
okay.
evening.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Usually, lately, when I've been doing the poems, I have like several of them, you know, and so I just read them off, and it goes pretty fast. It's not, they're kind of short, some of them, and some of them are long, but not too, and so it just goes by. And so anyway, the first one is called Earth Angel, and it goes, "Remember that you are an earth angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are here to live your dreams and to be your highest and best. It's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well." And this one's called Angel's Air.
Wow.
"Take some breaths of angel's air and try to go on. Tragedies never seem fair. So many are gone. Let's jump the train to Heavenly Town and ride it with a tear. The angels are singing and praying for us always to help us with the sadness and the fear." And that's going with what's been happening with in the last few years. And this one's called "An Angel is Near." "Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near. So be glad. You will get through this earth class. It's just one day at a time. Try not to fear. Sometimes it's a minute or an hour. Remember, an angel is near." And this one is called "Wise as Eagles Soar." "Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight. Wise as eagles, gentle as a dove, keep calm and carry on and allow the magic from above." And this is a flower poem that I put out just a little while ago, but I've had it for a few years. But it's one of my favorite ones. It's called "In Rays of Gold." "If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song as I bloomed in rays of gold. I am a flower that longs for its song, songs to kiss the new day with peace of passion, a flower that scents never grow old. I am a flower that stands in its ancient soil with quiet determination and reverence of its existence, so fragile yet so strong in its bloom. A sunflower, a rose of many colors, a steel magnolia, sharing its fragrance to many and to all who need it, young or old. If I were I would be a flower, and I would salute the sun and sing a song in rays of gold." And this one is called "If the Universe Were Mine." "If the universe were mine, I'd send you angels to fly through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars so you'd always have good days and always less tears." And this one's called "It's No Longer a Mystery." "I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see. It is my soul I must trust. This is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay, I am free. I am it's no longer a mystery." And I'm almost done. And this one is called "Empowerment, Universal Pulse." "Feel the empowerment of knowing that you are part of the universe, the universal pulse, even when you feel you don't fit in anywhere. The internal breath of creation, heartbeat of a timeless, eternal life in existence. Just bebopping into unending curly cues of motion that continue forever." How majestic is that?
Wow.
And this one's called "Love Wins." A place where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus, where time stops and flow begins. Synchronicity abounds and love wins. And then I have two more left. Is it still okay to keep going with two more?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You can slow down.
Okay. The love wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
They're
well,
so
this
cute.
One's called Angel. Oh, thank you. Angel Craft. This one, and it goes, "I want to practice angel craft. It is what I strive for as my chosen path. It resonates in high places without judgment and wrath, where God's angels spell us with unconditional love in all directions, with angelic forces of those heavenly connections, where an angel chants with poetic words, with sunshine and beaches, colorful meadows, divine music, animals talking, and we sing with birds, the life of good intentions, and clairvoyant divinity, smelling the healing steam and aromas of a magical cauldron of unlimited energy. That is a tincture for infinity, the Trinity. It has a pinch of fairy dust and a dash of unicorn magic. Lots of butterfly flutters and dragonfly kisses. We can take our pick. A rainbow of color bursts. Nothing is ever daft. Hearts are connecting to hearts. It's certainly for us all, for you and I want to practice angel craft. And the last one is this one. All is okay. All is okay when I realized I woke up alive on another precious day. All is okay when I know that we can agree to disagree and that there is more than just one way. All is okay when I realize that I will heal just at the right time and it will be fine. All is okay when I realize that not everyone's problems and problems of the world are not all mine. All is okay when I knew that this day I did the very best I could. All is okay when I knew my intentions were good, pure and honest, and that not everything is to be understood. And that's it. That's that.
Wow.
Thank you for
that
sharing
last
with
one
us.
Really touched. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really,
exactly what we
one?
Needed.
Oh, good.
All is okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That was so beautiful. I just closed my eyes and took all that in
because
it was so beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jan, would you like to share where they can find you? Because, I mean, Jan posts these beautiful poems online on our Sacred Embers and even on her page daily, and it's just – she's such an inspiration. I love reading her poems and her pictures. And you post so many beautiful things.
Thank you so much, Mary. It's really nice
You're
of
welcome.
You to say that. I appreciate it very much. Well, I'm on Facebook under Jan Drake Bakke, and I have two pages on Facebook under that name. And then on the Sacred Embers website on there, and then I'm on Twitter, too, under Jan Drake Bakke. So, yeah, that's it. Pretty much in my website is www.wefindourway.com.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Cute site. you know, Jan, as you were reading these, I thought you could make, like, a little card deck of inspirational poems, like each, you know, people could pull a card for the day with one of your little poems on it.
Oh, that's
just
neat.
A little tidbit for you.
No,
that
is
so cute,
that's a great idea. People have been giving me tidbits all along, and I haven't been doing it, and I really need to listen, and I love that idea.
I think
that's
a really
cool idea. I love that.
Cute. I will send you some information after the show about how I did my card deck so that you can check it out because it was really pretty simple.
Oh, that's so neat. Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I think that'd be cool. Like, I could imagine getting up in the morning and reading one of your little, because they're just right. They're just the right length to, like, pick you up in the middle of a funk and they're all sweet and uplifting and make you think a little outside the box too at the same time. So
neat. Great idea. I love that. Yeah.
And everybody can have a little bit of Jan Drake at their house.
That's cool. Thank you, Mary. That's really sweet.
Absolutely.
I actually have one card that I pulled for the collective, which I've been doing weekly now, and the card is New Beginning, and it's from the Angel Prayers Oracle cards by Carl Gray, and it says, "Thank you, angels, for opening up the doors to change. I am ready." So, I mean, we're all ready for change. Do you ladies agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Well, with that said, that was my message, and I'm sure the phones are going crazy.
They are. Would you like to stay on with us, Jan, or do you want to step away?
Yeah, sure. All right. I'd love to just stay on and listen to you beautiful ladies. give your message.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, all right, Mary.
Yes,
I'll keep
I'm
an
ready.
Eye out for DC here and see what she's doing. I'll keep an eye out for her on the switchboard. And but we'll start taking callers. So, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Actually, I was Mary. I know Mary, and I love this show, and I wanted to come on and just say you guys are so, you know, good. You give great advice to people. Uh-huh. That I feel that need to be awakened, and they need to tap into this beautiful side of the universe, because the answers are there. It's just that, you know, it's really within you, and they really need to just look a little bit more deeper. And if they would listen more to their bodies, yeah, if they would just listen more to their gut instincts, it would be so much easier. So,
yeah.
Actually, yeah, I'm a bit of an intuitive. I mean, you know, Mary knows me, but I have to be honest.
Bit,
I've been in
she channels. She is amazing.
Mary, thank you. I'm very humble. I don't bring these things. It's funny. I also picked a card, if you don't mind, from the Crystal Angels. It says to be gentle with yourself. You've been through a lot and need time to heal and recover. For the girl that just said the poem, I liked the last one that you said. That so resonated with me, and I got chills throughout every poem that you said. And there was one with the train. If you don't mind, I'm just saying there was one with the train that you were talking about, the angel with the train, and that kind of stuck in my head because my beautiful Aunt Dina, who passed away, I had a dream of her that we were on a train together, and halfway through, she had to get off and leave. And I wanted her to stay, and she said she couldn't stay with me.
Aww.
I had to go on the train by myself.
Aww.
The other half of my journey, yeah. So, yeah. So I remembered that, I just remembered that dream and her saying, like, she just couldn't. She couldn't, even though, like, I grabbed her arm and I wouldn't let her leave me, but when I opened up the door on the platform, she was gone. So I have to go on the next journey by myself without her. So, but I know she's with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's not. Yeah, I know she's with me. I know she is. She was like my mother. She was a mother to me, so I love her dearly, and she knows that. So anyway, what was my question?
Thank you for your compliments, though. I appreciate it. I'm glad you liked the poem.
I just wanted you to know that, because I felt chills when you were talking. So that was a confirmation for me.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
Great.
And to all of you.
So welcome.
I feel like I'm in between. Oh, no worries. I feel like I'm in between two rocks. I don't know. I don't know where I'm supposed to. Like physically, where me and my husband are thinking about moving to another state. It's, you know, I have so many upheavals going on. My parents who have lived with me, or lived next, I shouldn't say with me, but next to me, like three blocks away, are moving to Texas. We live in New York currently. And all of a sudden, like the last place she moved from was Italy when she was 19. And now all of a sudden, they're moving with my brother to Texas. And they live three blocks away from me, my parents. It's kind of strange for me because I feel like everybody's kind of drifting off, leaving. And people that I've thought I've known, like in my family, like I feel like I don't know them anymore because this thing that's going on in the world is making everybody kind of crazy now. I kind of feel like I don't know where I belong at this moment. I feel like I'm a leaf in the wind. Like that's blowing on a tree that's hanging, like a leaf that's hanging on to a tree branch, you know, barely hanging on, going every way with the wind, wherever the wind's blowing. kind of way I've been feeling lately. So I don't know. I just thought maybe Spirit had a message for me, being that I feel like I'm in between two rocks, and I don't know where it is or what it's supposed to be doing right now.
Okay. Let's see. I'm pulling my cards. Mary, how are you making out? Mary?
Oh, sure. Okay, I was talking. I guess you guys didn't hear me. I was like, thank you, Madeline, for those beautiful compliments to Dan and the show and everyone. And I actually had to pop out for me, for her, from the Angel Prayers card. Do you want me to go first, Liz?
Yeah, if you're ready. I was trying to
Yes, I'm ready. The two cards that came out was Clear Your Vibes, Archangel Metatron, and Count Your Blessings. So they want me to read from the book for you, and it says, thank you, Metatron, for clearing my energy field. You're being guided to clear your life of any harsh, negative, or challenging energy. It's time to make way for positive energy in your life, and the only way you can do this is by clearing your aura, body, and energy. Surround yourself with just positive people and uplifting environments. The expanded interpretations is the angels are encouraging you to call on them to help you clear your life of anything that's getting between you and your inner peace. Clear any clutter from your home, office, car, and anywhere else you spend time. When you clear clutter in your life, you clear psychic clutter from your energy. And when you clear your energy, you open yourself up to more abundant and spiritual experiences. And you know, Metatron is one of the few angels who walked the earth as a human being. So he knows more than the other angels what it can be like to be challenged by people and situations. His name means the throne next to God, and he has a special connection with the current era, as he represents the new energy and the connections that are opening up to other worlds and heaven. He is the angel who can help us connect with the wisdom of God in our daily lives. And then on the card, I think you may have this deck, is the Angel Prayers, and it's the Metatron's cube behind him, and he's got his hands in prayer. And I know you know how to clear your energy.
But it seems like you keep doubling back on me. So it's true.
Yeah.
What you say.
Well, we can.
Like
we,
people,
you know, I can help you as well. We can do it together.
Okay,
And then count your blessings. Is thank you, universe and angels, for the blessings in my life. And you know, because I know you're always grateful. You know, thank God for everything you have, for your life, for your for every day of every. You know, like when I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing I am grateful for, another beautiful day ahead. I know it's going to be beautiful because I'm alive another day. So, you know, showing gratitude, which I'm sure you do.
I do.
So that
it's just hard.
Yeah, I know you do.
And when you have that constant thing in my, like your heart, like I'm also, you know, empath, and I feel everyone's pain. And I feel it in my so much in my heart. And it's so hard to wake up sometimes in the morning. Sometimes I feel like I'm dragging myself. And I don't want to go in reverse. This is the way I used to feel before I was awakened. But that's not what I want to do. I want to go forward. I don't want to go backwards. At least I know that you know, what I'm, at least I know what it is now, you know.
Okay. And you're not watching too much news, right?
No, I'm definitely trying to stay away from it. Sometimes it does pique my curiosity just like for a few minutes to see what's going on. And then I'm like, oh gee, why do I even bother? So,
Okay. Cause I don't even watch TV. I mean, or the news. So I really don't know unless a friend tells me what's going on. I really don't know. Because being an empath, you know what happens. All we do is cry when we watch the news. So,
Definitely.
So I hope that helps. I mean, they're beautiful cards, both beautiful cards. Clean your vibe, you know, clear it. ask Archangel Metatron to come in.
Yeah. I do work with him, as you know. I do ask him to put us in
yes.
the cube, in the Merkaba cube, or counterclockwise, spinning
yes.
clockwise and counterclockwise. I do. So thank you so much for that. Beautiful, of course, Mary.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. You still have Liz, so hold on a second.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I've got quite an array of things here. So right now you're in the midst, which is perfect time, perfect alignment with the time and everything. You're in a period of intuition and downloads. You're really in a full connection. You're ready and you're open for it, and you're asking for it. So you are getting information regularly from your angels and guides. And it is helping you to do some things with ease and grace, but you haven't really. It was funny because you said in the beginning, you guys share this stuff and you give great advice and you tell people how to tap into themselves and they have the answers. And I'm like, that's
yeah.
funny because she's not fully tapping into her own self.
I'm not fully tapping into a good portion of it. Oh, okay.
You do a good portion
but
of it, but
it. Oh.
Not 100%. You still have a little self-doubt. So you're just being called to step in a little bit more. That's all.
Okay.
You know, really take those nudges and to be vulnerable. You know, the things that scare you, you know, those are the things to take the flying leap on because that's really where we're supposed
right.
to be going.
Right.
And to just step into your power because it's time for you to step up and claim what you want and what you want to do. What I did want to ask is your family aware of what you do with the spirituality stuff?
My immediate family,
okay.
my husband
okay.
and my children, but not my parents, no.
Okay. I didn't think so. That was so.
No, because being raised Catholic.
Yeah. Well, it's time to have a little talk with them about it.
Really?
That's what the cards are saying. You know, one of the cards is honesty and communication, and immediately I felt your parents there, and that's why I wondered if they were not aware of what you did. And, you know, which is, I think you're going to be surprised that they're a little bit more receiving of it than you think they're going to be. Firstly, and you know, just to clear the air, because they're wondering.
Yeah.
I think they have some unanswered questions about what's going on with you too, so that will help them to feel better and ease their minds about you.
Okay, but nothing
negative. You know, it's just to open that airway, that you know, open that conversation and start it. They realize, and I believe any religious people in the last year, if you don't realize that something bigger is happening, then you're not really tuned in.
Right.
I think, you know, whether you identify as religious or spiritual or what have you, everyone is aware that there's more going on here than just the day-to-day life. But
I don't think my mother would be too surprised.
That's why I say it doesn't seem like she.
Yeah.
They're not going to be very upset. They're actually going to be kind of like, yeah, okay. And so, a couple of beautiful messages that came out too is you're right now in a period of shape shifting. You are redesigning, recreating yourself and who you are and how you present yourself to the world. And then the last message that came through with that was the lotus flower and unfoldment. So you're getting ready to, present yourself in the final performance, right? You're to show the final product. So you're getting very, very close. And that's what all this time is about and what you've been going through and experiencing is all part of that path. And I pulled a card out of my deck as well for a little message for you. And I think it fits perfectly. It says, every seed must be planted in darkness before it blooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's what I was just about to say. I feel like I'm in the dark. Like, I feel like literally like I've been living in the dark. I mean, I see the light, but it's in the darkness.
Right.
And I'm kind of growing into something. I just don't know what it is. So what is this I'm going into? Okay.
I just thought that was perfect after the lotus flower one of you, you know, just blossoming into your new self. Right. And you're going to fully embrace and be 100% comfortable in, and your vibe is just going to be so elevated that you're going to attract people and what you want and opportunities into your life. It's going to be really, really, really beautiful and magical. So I hope that helps you, and know that, you know, no one's running away from you, your parents or anything. They just, I think they're ready to step out. You know, they're done with the hustle and bustle. They want to go. They're ready for a change.
Right.
So.
And I think my husband and I are too. Getting out of, we're kind of like, we're not now, but in the next year or so, we're going to be making a move ourselves. So I think we're ready.
Well, there's going to be opportunities coming for you that are going to help with that. So,
that's good to hear.
It's going to be exciting.
When you said that, my legs just literally like went, like I got like a zap or something on both of my legs. Okay, good.
Well, I know I was just delivering because I didn't even think about that. It just came out. So.
Okay, good. Good. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So it's a good time.
Yeah.
You know, we have to go through the dark stuff to get to the light, and you're well on your way, and you're about to.
I've been through so much. Yeah, so much darkness. But I just wanted to say, I don't think my mother would be so surprised, because we do have someone in my family on her side that was a mystic back in the 1800s. So who they're thinking about making her beatification process of being a saint back in Italy.
Yeah.
So she had she had the stigmata, and she did all these miracles for the children, and she's very close to Jesus, the Mother Mary. So I know there's something in our line. I know for a fact, but she was poisoned. So I feel like we had to keep it quiet. They don't want too many people to know, because I think back then you were not looked upon very good.
Yeah.
You know, if you had these abilities.
Yeah.
So
nope,
I think we had to kind of keep it a secret. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I was going to say, a lot of people from the old country, as they say, that's generally their feeling with that. But they are very aware that it is there and that it's happening. But they've been taught not to talk about it.
Right.
So
it's
that's
like kind
why
of forbidden.
I knew your mother was. She was going to be. I knew you were fearing your mother's reaction, but she's going to be the most okay with it.
Right. I think I think she's very intuitive, my mother. She could just see your face, and she'll tell you everything that's going on. You don't even have to tell her anything. She'll tell
that's
you.
That's usually how
that's
moms
beautiful.
Are.
I love that. She'll be like, oh, yeah, she'll know before you even, when you walk in the door, that's been going on. So, but that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's all good. These are all good messages. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm really
hold on a second,
it.
Madeline. Jan wants to give you a spirit and an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. When you were talking, what happens is I see animals and they come through as soon as people start talking. And, well, sometimes when they don't talk, they come through too. Anyway, I saw the koala bear. I don't know if you have had any reference to koala bears ever, but this one is right around you. And
I love them. I think they're so cute.
Yeah. And so they really are. And so this one, it talks about how the koala, if a spirit animal moves closely to you, they belong to sweet souls who are masters of mindfulness. And I'm going to another page here. The symbolism is inviting you to relax, enjoy the moment, and go with the flow of nature. These animals are messengers for physical well-being. So it's a sign to get more rest is what it's basically saying, and to catch up on your sleep, and to basically kind of take a break and just, you know, beware of your physical self and take care of yourself. And also, or here I'm going with the ums again. Koala is a representation of having a safe home and a safe place to be. And you were mentioning about moving and stuff. And also the space also needs to be restful and stress-free. And also they represent having an abundance of empathy, which, gosh, you really do. And tune in to the emotions of others. And let's see. And that's basically it. They're just a beautiful animal. They're very friendly and kind, you know. And they're also earth. Yeah, definitely look them up. And they're part of the earth. They're like earth animal representations.
Okay. That's funny because I'm very close to the trees lately. Mary could tell you.
I'm
very connected right to the trees, to the birds, the butterflies, birds, everything.
Oh, cool.
Everything about nature, the ground.
I love it. That's this animal is all part of that. In fact, they hang out in trees a lot, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I have a tree guardian outside in my yard, so that's what I call them. I love it. It even has like a face. It's like the weirdest thing, but it's really cute. I love it. But thank you so much. I so much appreciate this. I'm so happy to be part of this call. And like I said, I even heard your last when you were talking to the mothers, and I feel like you gave them so much hope. And I wanted to tell you that last week. So I just see you opening the door, and like there's light coming in, like in their minds, there's doors that are closed, and you are opening the door, and the light is coming in. Like this is what I'm seeing. So that's what you're doing. You're opening the doors to where they were once darkness and cobwebs and stones. It's like you're opening the door and you're letting that light in. So that's what I wanted. I think that's what Spirit is prompting me to tell you guys, that you are laying the foundation down.
Wow.
Thank you, Madeline.
There you go.
That's so beautiful.
That's cool.
You're welcome. That's the way
Madeline,
I see you guys.
Madeline
beautiful.
Always makes me cry with her messages because they're heartfelt.
I'm very close. I'll be on. I'm very close to Mother Mary, so I feel she's always with me, always, never. Ever since I was little, she's been with me. She's my mother. So her and my Aunt Dina, who I know, she's my other spirit guide, or my angel. So thank you guys. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Do I close the phone or you guys?
No, we'll put you on hold.
Well,
it's up to you. Do you want to be on hold?
Oh, no, that's okay. No, you guys could do.
Okay. All right. That's beautiful. Madeline is my friend, my soul sister on Facebook, and we've taken a course together, and ever since, you know, we reconnected about, I would say, like, sometime this year, and we've been, like, you know, giving each other readings and helping each other with things that we've gone through. So it's really great to have, you know, soul sisters that you can count on whenever you need something.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it was really great having her.
Yeah, so say my friends, we call them spiritual running buddies.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Great.
Well, you need them because how do you, you know, if you have to find someone on your own level, right? Or, you know, right around so that you can grow together. Because a lot of times you're too intimidated if you find someone that's been doing it for years, right? You always feel like, oh, I'm not as good as them. And then someone too new, you know, you're both second guessing yourself. So finding somebody that's just at the right speed and is, you know, wants to do the same things you're doing is very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
She's a channeler. she's amazing. I mean, the way she channels messages is just beautiful. I mean, heartless.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a heart of gold.
Yes, she does. I can feel it.
Yeah. You can feel it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I come with her, and I call her my soul sister because I'm seriously, like, I feel so connected. Like, we must have been, like, connected in a previous lifetime because I just felt it, like, the pull. And whenever she needs me, I'm there, like, because spirit pulls me to talk to her. So it's just like my best friend, Debbie. It's the same way, you know, like, I know when she needs a message. So anyway, enough about me and Madeline. So do you want to take some other callers?
All right. We're ready for the next one. Okay. Area code 203, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Nivi. I just had some questions about work and just life in general and my future. Work has been really stressful for me. It's like taking a toll on me health-wise. And there's just some like other stuff going on at work, too. So it's just like added on stress. It's making me physically ill, and my anxiety goes, like, through the roof when it comes to that. So, and then I turned 40 this year, and I've been divorced. I don't know whether I always feel like I'm going to end up alone, not with somebody. So, I don't know.
See what we got for you here. And you said your name is Nivi?
Yes. It's Nivashni, but Nivi is my nickname.
I was trying to make sure I got it right. All right. Okay. I'm trying. Do you have anything yet, Mary? Are you still pulling?
I'm shuffling from the Ask Your Guide deck. Hi, Nivashni.
Hi.
And hi. So the first card that came out was the Gifts Joy Guide. And I'm going to read from the book. This is such a beautiful deck. And it says, the universe is constantly showering you with gifts. The problem arises when so many of these divine offerings go unnoticed and are therefore unaccepted. Your joy guides are on hand, though acting as messengers to help correct this problem. They ask you to start counting your blessings day after day, taking care not to miss any or take them for granted. I'm so chilled. Your joy guides delight in showering you with gifts and encourage you to expand your heart's capacity to receive all that they have to offer. Start each morning by asking them to surprise you with something wonderful during the day. And just before going to bed, list all the wonderful things they've bestowed upon you. See how the list grows longer and longer each day. Their only request is that you acknowledge these offerings and thank the Divine Mother and Father God for their endless generosity. The Joy Guide's message, open your heart and expect good things to come. So with that said, I feel like there's so many gifts that they want to give you, but at the same time, as I opened, I believe I'm always saying this in the beginning of every show, like gratitude. We must show gratitude for what we have. Like waking up in the morning is just be grateful you're alive one other day and just say, I'm going to be healthy. You know, just think today is going to be a great day. I'm going to have a great day at work. And that's how you start your day and just show gratitude to God or, you know, Father God, Mother Mary, or any guides that you follow, and just say thank you, you know, for everything. And I believe, like, making that list, and I've done this before, like making the list of I'm happy that I have a home. I'm grateful to have a home, a bed to sleep on, mm-hmm. food to eat,
yeah.
you know, little things like that, a job, you know, even though it's not the perfect one, but I feel like you're going to find a great fit for you, you know, and things are going to change soon. I feel it. And I'll let Liz go, and then I may have another message for you. So I'll give you Liz back, and I hope that helped a lot. And just don't forget about that list. And always think positive. You know, it's really...
Thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely am grateful. I say that a lot because I've been afforded a lot of opportunities in this lifetime that I'm
mm-hmm.
really, really grateful
yeah.
for, and how far I've come, you know, from moving from another country and stuff like that. So I'm definitely grateful. And then, like, the little signs
okay.
that you were saying, like, I always see, like, consecutive numbers all the time, 111, 1111,
yeah.
222, 333,
yeah.
444, 555. So I feel
yeah.
like the spirit is trying to tell me something. And someone's told
yes.
me before, like, when you see those signs, it's like, you know, they're here. Like, speak out
yes.
what you want.
They're
you know?
All around you, and they're
so.
Giving you messages. So start looking up what those numbers mean. You know, because a lot of us see those numbers. It's just that they're getting closer to us and we're opening up to the divine. Like it says, you know, the divine mother and Father God have all these opportunities for you. And without you knowing sometimes what they're trying to tell you, without looking up that meaning, it, you know, it really helps. I mean, I've been doing that. My guardian angels have been guiding me that way for the past 6 months. And it's just been amazing. You know, what they've given me. So, and I know Jan also has a spirit animal for you. So, Liz, if you're not ready, I can switch it over to Jan.
I'm ready,
thank
actually.
You.
Okay.
So, it was funny. As soon as I asked you if you were ready, the first card that popped out of my shuffling was romance and connection, Nivi. So you are not
funny.
Meant to be alone. There is something coming. I don't feel that it's right away. I will say that. But there is, it is out there. You know, this is just a, you know, we're in a really uneasy time. And I really feel that that is what is going on at your workplace as far as the environment and the craziness there. It's just the time. So don't allow yourself to get caught up and carried away in that drama. Just keep breathing and bring yourself back and say, you know what, this is temporary. This is temporary. This is going to be, you know, it's not going to be long. And just keep breathing because
yeah.
it is temporary. Things will settle down here soon. But also, you're in a time to really call in your angels and guides to connect with you, to support you each day, to protect you. And especially at work, I'm feeling, before you go in, say, you know, everybody, I need you to come in today, help me get through this, help, you know, help me to remain calm, help me to, you know, do what I need to do. That's really going to help you get through the craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some back stuff you need to do, a little bit of forgiveness out there. Nothing major, deep, but, you know, those little things are hanging on to. That are time to let go of. And
oh my gosh, I try. You know, I try to talk to myself to say that, like, you know, the stuff with my ex-husband. I mean, I'm in this country because of him, but I've built a life here for
mm-hmm.
myself. But I still resent him because I feel my life
mm-hmm.
would have been in a different spot if we were still married, our kids, our own home, things like that.
Yeah.
I try not to dwell on the past, but
yeah.
you know, I try to catch myself to like say, hey, it's for the best. I am where I am
yeah.
right now. Because that's where I'm supposed to be, and he was not the right person for me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I have to agree with Mary because one of your cards was signs and reminders, and it's to look for those signs, feathers, butterflies, birds, the repeating numbers, any of those things. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
they're just there to comfort you when you start to have like that, am I doing the right thing? Is this the right decision? Am I, you know, is everything okay? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Seeing one of those signs, you can go, yeah, I am. Okay. Calm down.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're very much a doer. Like you always feel like you need to be doing something. And what is so uncomfortable for you is you're really being called to be in a time of stillness right now. Just kind of absorbing and watching and observing. You're not supposed to be trying to work towards your next goal. You're just supposed to be resting and taking it all in. The universe isn't pushing you or calling you to do anything right now. They're just asking you to sit back and let things, you know, let things do what they've got to do, because you're going to know when the time is right and it's time for you to move. But it's just about letting all that chaotic energy kind of get around you. So sometimes that's why we're in stillness, so that we can kind of, you know, like being in the eye of the storm, right? If we're in the center, all the craziness goes on around us and we're okay. That's why I feel like you're just being, and it's unnatural to us. I'm a person that's not a sitter. I always have to be doing something. So when I'm not doing something, I'm like, what's wrong? What's happening with me? Am I okay?
My brain doesn't stop. It's like I'm already thinking. Like come Sunday, I'm already thinking of all the things I have to do for work. Like my mind is always ahead. I'm always doing it. It's like it never stops. That's why I barely sleep. And sometimes I just get like an hour here and there, but my mind just doesn't stop. It's like constant.
So I think what you need to do, Nivi, is find yourself 10 minutes every day where you shut that brain off and just breathe and have no thoughts and just let yourself be, you know, let yourself rest. 10 minutes isn't a lot of time, you know, we can find 10 minutes and really, you know, get yourself grounded. You're going to find that you actually have a lot more ease when you do that, when you start implementing that practice every day. Because I'm a person that has, you know, a million thoughts, brain doesn't shut off, but I make time every day to shut it off. I'll tell you, the thoughts that I get and the ideas that I get come to me much more organized, and I find that I forget less things. I used to be very forgetful before. I would, you know, you're supposed to do something and I wouldn't have it. And I don't have that now. Like now I'm okay. I got to do this. I got to do that. And, you know, it helps us to reorganize and structure ourselves, I think. So carve yourself out a little bit of time each day to tune off and just, you know, put all those things aside, because a lot of times some of the repetitive thoughts are nonsensical anyway. But a lot of beautiful things coming. But it's just, we're just, this period right now is a little crazy. So it's not you. You're right where you're supposed to be. You're in a good space and everything's lining up. That's what the signs are there for. They're showing you like, hey, no, don't question it. You're where you're supposed to be. But, you know, everything else around you needs to do its thing and then settle down. So you're just being asked to kind of wait till it's your time.
All right. Thank you.
So, and that there is love coming for you eventually, but, and I don't mean too long either. It's not in the next couple of months, you know, because I think everything is just the dust is just stirred up too much right now. Nothing to do with you again, just the energy of the world. So, but it's coming. I would say within the next year, you're going to meet someone. I feel that. And it's going to be you're going to have a slower relationship this time. But you know, very deep and meaningful.
Well, that's nice to hear. Thank you.
So that's what I have for you. I will pass it over to Dan.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome.
Both of you were just incredible, those messages. Oh, my gosh. I love them, too. beautiful. So, Libby, hi.
Hi.
As soon as you got on, and started talking, I saw the tiger, boom, just right away. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about the tiger. When the tiger comes in, she, or, you know, she usually is she a lot of times, she just makes herself mm-hmm. known. She's just there, and she was right there. And so I have a tiger myself. So and it says, remain focused, be patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a healing way from your physical condition. So that fit right there.
Oh, wow.
And also, for any emotional disturbance, very quickly, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. So that's good news. But it mm-hmm. also says, create a space in your home that is completely yours, where others cannot enter and without permission, and take time to enjoy the solitude in that space. And that's what Liz was basically
right,
saying.
Yeah.
You need to take mm-hmm. time and give yourself. And she gave us a little bit of a meditation before we started, and it was mm-hmm. just incredible. You might want to look into her meditations that she does and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On her, you know, it's really good. Let's see. And then get ready for new adventures eventually coming. It also oh, wow. says that, where was that one part where it just talked about something? It said, you're about to strike out on your own after being in a more of a dependent relationship for some time. I don't know if it was dependent, but... you're going to be more independent now, and the old routine is going away. you're starting
mm-hmm.
new. And with the tigers are naturally clairvoyant. They have the gift of prophecy. They're healers. They're into touch, tactile sensitivities. They do body work. They're into healing. I don't know if you're into that, but you may need to start doing that for yourself a little bit more is how I'm taking that too. And
mm-hmm.
then I also, so that's the tiger. I also got the
mm-hmm.
deer for you too. The deer was behind the tiger, kind of
uh-huh.
Away in the woods a little bit, but she was right there. And it says, you've been involved in some aggressive negative circumstances. Now time to seek out safety and nurturing situations with people. More than ever, you need to trust your gut and your instinct. Be gentle with
wow.
yourself. You know, now's the time to really be gentle with yourself. Maintain a sense of balance in everything that you do as much as you can. You're highly sensitive and intuitive. And it's nice to be outdoors. Try to be outdoors when you can. This will
mm-hmm.
recharge your energy.
Yeah.
And also what I heard was that you're not going to be alone. Not too long. That's what I heard. So just like what she said. And I feel like, take it easy. Take it slowly. It feels like it says right here what I heard, take it easy, and it's slowly. Take it slowly. So, yeah, that's coming
mm-hmm.
in. So you're not going to be alone. Don't worry about that.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's all good stuff. Thank you so much. Making me
You're
emotional,
welcome.
But it's a lot going on. But, oh, I need to ground myself. I know that about myself, you know. I'm always in my head. And I am sensitive. I just feel sometimes I just need to, like you said, just stop 10 minutes. Like sometimes I don't even take a lunch break because it's work constantly. Sometimes I'm working 10 to 12 hours a day, but I need time
yeah.
for myself to give myself to my job completely. So
yeah.
I have to
take some time out, take a couple breaths. You need it. We all need it, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you think about a job, they'll replace you tomorrow, right? So
yeah.
take care of you because no one else is going to, for sure.
Yeah.
Nivi, Mary, did you have anything else for Nivi?
I did, actually. One message came out from the Postcards from Spirit, and I just wanted to say that I was so chilled with both readings from the spirit animals and also from Liz that she told
mm-hmm.
you when she told you to rest, that the angels want you to rest. I got chilled from head to toe because you do need rest. Sometimes our sickness, it's happened to me before. I got sick, and it was because they wanted me to slow down. Sometimes it's not, you know, it's just their way of telling you to slow down. If they're telling you to slow down and you don't, then they make it so that you do. So I was out of commission from the show for like 3 weeks and then, you know, out of work for like 5 days. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, slowing down and just going out to ground. And I think if you can't go out to ground, at least take a hot bath with Epsom salt. You know, that's really grounding as well, you know. And and then I was also chilled with the healing aspect, because you definitely need healing. And obviously, you know, every one of us are healers here on the show. And then I just wanted to give you this message because I think it resonates. So it says, dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so that they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the truth, the real truth, is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, and accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much. And in the back, it's a beautiful angel with two hearts, which, again, is confirmation of your love that's coming. So we must love on ourselves first, okay? Love yourself first. And, you know, meditate. Even if it's 5 minutes, you know, it's really great to meditate.
Thank you. Thank all of you so much. Everything that you guys said, all three of you, resonated with me for sure. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You can call us back and let us know.
Thank you.
What a beautiful reading.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still have people out there waiting for us. Are we ready to move right along, ladies?
Yes.
Okay. This is so fun. I'm just loving this with you, both of you.
Oh,
so great.
Oh, I'm so glad you stayed on.
Thank
you.
Me too.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lisa. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I was wondering if we had any messages from my parents in heaven at all. Can I ask that?
Sure, you can. Well, let's see what we can get for you. Okay. Oh. I feel they're around you, you know, all the time, really.
Wow, that's so amazing, Liz. I kept getting, be still, we are around you. And it kept repeating,
wow.
Be still, we are around you.
Cool.
Wow, thank you.
I was gonna say, I felt them immediately, very close, like I'm like, okay. They wanted to be here with me, too.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, I have to give you these messages. Oh my gosh. So I opened my deck, Talking to Heaven deck, and these cards came out, jumped out. I am standing right next to you, which we already told you, and I always give you a kiss, a good night kiss with a big card. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And I'm feeling so much love. Like, I feel like they're holding you and hugging you because I feel it, like, in the back of my neck. Just, oh, my gosh, just the love is going to make me cry.
Well, I'm like, I just keep getting one confirmation after another. So, so have you tried to connect with them before, Lisa? Have you connected with them?
Not in years.
Okay.
At least a year, I think.
Okay. So when you would like to, you're able to, and when you would like to, you really need to focus on it, that's all. So you want
you
to really...
Mean me personally? No.
Yeah.
Not me personally. Yep. No, not me.
Yeah. No, you're able to connect with them if you want to, for sure. And so when you do, you know, you just need to get really well grounded, you know, sit down on the floor and, you know, picture yourself attached to the earth so you feel safe. And then, you know, you can just go ahead and call them in. When you feel a lot of joy, a lot of happiness for not necessarily any particular reason, that's your parents around you. That's them sending you love and you receiving it, even though you may not realize what it is. That's what that is. And the third card I actually pulled out says Mother, Father, God. And it's a picture of a woman underneath, you know, the sky with her hands up. And I'm looking at it as, you know, they're available for you to talk to anytime. You know, just start speaking. Start talking aloud to them. They're right there. They're right there with you, like we said. And they're happy to be around you. They're happy to send you signs if you ask them for them. A lot of times, you know, with our guides, if we want some confirmation, you say, you know, I need a sign, I need to see something. And you can ask for something specific, or you can allow something to come in that maybe you already resonate with that represents your parents to you, because they're there. They, you know, like I said, right there, they're asking you to go ahead and speak to them. Give them your worries. Give them all those things. Throw them right up there, because they're just right there, ready to catch them, ready to, you know, take them off your plate and make you feel better. And it's funny because I just kept pulling all these cards that were related to parents. I have a Gaia here. And then, of course, in stillness, which is just like grounding where you can connect. You have the ability to connect. You're actually, I feel like you're closer than you realize to connecting with them. And they show you little signs. Are you aware of the signs that come from them?
Oh, from my father, I smell cigarette smoke out of the blue, like really strong. Nobody smokes in here.
How about dragonflies? Do you have any connection with dragonflies?
No.
No. They're going to be an important symbol for you. That's one of the forms that they show themselves in. So keep your eye out for some dragonfly stuff because that's definitely important.
Thank you.
And that's pretty much what I have for you, Mary. I don't know if you have any more or. Jan, do you have something? You're welcome.
Yeah,
Jan,
I do.
Do you have something? You do?
Mhm. Yeah, I. Hi, Lisa. This is Jan. I saw a horse for you. And let's see here. I saw one horse, and then I saw a bunch of horses, too. So let's see. I love horse. Horses. I have a horse too, and a lot of people have them, but they're really good for independence. They're all about independence and adventure and travel,
and warrior energy and teamwork and friends and community, freedom, and not having to get so much approval from others. They will buck that. They don't want it. And because they want to do things on their own and they want to do it in their way, and but they're very loyal too. They're very loyal to others once you've earned their trust. And but they love to explore and travel, and they're natural leaders. So that's just an animal I saw around you. But as soon as you started talking, I saw a direct light for shooting right to you and from heaven. So you have a direct outlet to be able to talk to your family or friends in on the other side. I mean, it's there for you. You know what I mean? Everyone does. Everyone has that. But I saw it really intensely for you. You can do it. And what I saw a what do you call it? I have it written right here. Let me see. A candle lit, and a white candle. So if you take a white candle and light it up, and say some prayers. I usually say the Lord's Prayer because that's what I grew up with. I'm used to that. And ask to see your mom, or ask to get some messages from your mom and dad. They will do it. You just have to ask them. They do. And it'll come in some form or another, like what Liz says, a dragonfly, or you'll get some music, or like you're already getting smells. I get smells from my dad too. He smoked. I get cigarettes all the time. And my brother sends incense, because he used to use incense a lot. So yeah, that white candle is very powerful for that. And I saw a woman, a female figure around you. So that's probably your mom. Do you feel your mom? Do you feel her energy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like me too much in life, so I figure that's why I only smell smoke from my dad.
Well, you know what I heard? What I heard from the female figure was that she was concerned about you a little bit, she said the feeling that I got from her was she was concerned, and that there was some emotions there was some emotions between the two of you, so that makes sense to me. I'm not going to say she didn't like you, because I feel like she loves you. This is I'm not getting such a negative feeling, because where she is now, I feel like there's a good feeling there, and I think she wants to communicate with you. That's what I'm feeling, because I'm seeing her. That's who I'm seeing. But anyway. Just think about that, and think about the candle, and saying a prayer while you light that white candle. That brings, for some reason, that energy. My teacher taught me that, the white candle, and I saw it clearly for you too.
Okay, I have those.
It's a powerful.
I have those. I will do that.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. It's you'll be amazed at what will happen. The messages that you'll get, you'll receive.
Thank you.
In one form or another.
Mhm. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Mary, did you have something else?
Yes, they want me to read from the book, Lisa, for you. So I always give you a goodnight kiss. It says, I know that you still need me in your life, so I make my presence known in order to comfort you. I enlarge my energy so that you can clearly feel me standing next to you, and I move significant objects that remind you of our shared times together. When you are ready to go to sleep, I always visit with a loving kiss to tuck you safely into bed. My love for you has been elevated to its purest level, and I am now as close to being an angel as a human soul can be. So when I'm with you, please know that my intentions are solely to help and comfort you. Of course, I receive great happiness from sharing more time with you, but ultimately my goodnight kisses are my way of bringing heavenly healing energy into your life. And I felt like I got so emotional with Jan's message from you, from seeing the light. It was just like I wanted to cry because as she was describing it, I was seeing it, like the light on you.
Wow.
So it was just so beautiful.
Yep.
So isn't it, Jan? I was like my whole crown is like open.
Yeah.
Like you are opening up, Lisa, and believe it. You have it in you. And I'm so chilled, and my whole crown is opening. So I'm sure they're trying to connect with you, and the divine is also trying to connect with you to open up to the possibility of, you know, take a mediumship course. You know, I that's what I'm still doing. I'm taking mediumship courses, you know, because I want to learn. We're always learning. So, you know, there's so many teachers out there. There's William Michael Forbes, there's Kristen Davey, you know, whichever one. And there's always us that, you know, we can also, you know, help you. Just, you know, just email us or whatever. You know, we're here to help the collective. And then the next message, Lisa, is I'm standing right next to you as I'm reading this as I'm you. As you're reading these words, so am I, because I'm right beside you at this moment. I do respect your privacy and free will choices very much. If you'd like me to give you some space, just say the word and I'll retreat. But for as long as my presence comforts you, I'll stay nearby. Time is very different where I am now, so I'm no longer in a hurry, nor do I need to multitask. I love when you talk to me, and I hope you trust the answers that I send to you through your feelings, intuition, thoughts, and dreams. Our relationship can become even closer now because my old ego defenses aren't as strong as they used to be. I have finally opened my heart fully, and now I can love you as you deserve to be loved. And in the card, there's like, it looks like a dad holding a child's hand. Like, it's very faded, but that's what I see. And there's sun shining on both of them. So, like, being illuminated. So I feel your dad is going to help you a lot in this path. So just call out to him. And he's all around you, even your mom. They're both around you. And they're going to help you. And, you know, just the other day I was out with my friends and I was paying, I don't know, we were at a parking lot, and all of a sudden I looked down and there's a penny. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you. Thank you, Dad. You know, because it's so great to get those confirmations, you know. And today I did a meditation, and I brought in my dad, and it was just the most emotional thing I've ever experienced, you know. And you can bring his, like, connect to them. Like, today I meditated and I brought him in, and it was just, I mean, beyond words. I couldn't even express it in my course, you know, because it was that fulfilling to me. And very emotional, but very beautiful at the same time. So, you know, I highly recommend mediumship courses, you know, to get, you know, your foot in the door. So that's what I have, Lisa. I hope that's helped you.
Good night. Good night. Kisses were very important in our house. There was no going to bed. Out of bed and came back downstairs if you did not kiss them good night. So that's a beautiful reminder. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. And I feel like somebody touching my head on the left-hand side. I don't know if you feel that. Like on the left side of your head, I feel like somebody's touching my hair. So I don't know if that's a way for him to give you a kiss goodnight or your mom and touch your hair, because that's what my dad used to do. He would touch my hair and give me a kiss goodnight. So that's so beautiful, Lisa. Oh, my gosh.
My father always touched my head when he kissed me, and I'm just...
Oh, that's exactly what it is. Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
So
I feel him. He was right here. And he wanted me to tell you that so you could feel it, too, because he's doing it. It's just you're not feeling it. Just be open.
Thank you.
be open, Lisa, please, and call them in. Talk to him. He's there. And your mom, too. They're both there. I talk to my dad all the time.
Yeah.
It's funny. I always feel like I shouldn't bother them. You know, I feel like I shouldn't bother them.
No, they want you to call on them.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're there for.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
I feel
Lisa.
Like your mom. Perfect.
Well, thank you. God bless you all for your beautiful gifts.
Oh, you're welcome.
God bless you too.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was so beautiful.
That was amazing.
That was
I can see. I'm like all these.
Oh my gosh, I got so emotional.
Like you're so connected. Like they just, it was one after another. I'm like, these are all like the same message.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Very funny. Boy, she's gonna be.
And how the cards fell
blown
out
wide
was
open.
Like in perfect order.
Yeah.
I just opened the deck and they just flew out. I was like, okay, it was definitely meant for Lisa. To get those messages.
Funny how that happens.
Yes.
All right. Are we ready to keep going, ladies? We've got about a half hour left, and we've got a few callers still on here. So we'll try to pull away.
Let's
do it. Area code 609, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have an issue with a friend that was going to help me when I was got here, and he didn't. So I was wondering, we had a little argument this morning, so I was wondering what he wants out of me. Because he said not to call, or well, we see each other around, like I said, and well, right now I'm in a different town than he is in right now. He knows it. So I'm wondering if he's going to call or come get me.
Okay.
I only got a week left.
Let's make a look here.
So the question is whether he's going to come and pick you up?
Yeah, I got a week left.
So it's a yes or no question.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, have you tapped into your own knowing at all on this, Rose Maria?
What was the question?
I said, have you tapped into your own intuition, your own knowing about this?
About him, yes.
Yes, okay. So, you already know the answer.
I just have to say, Liz, I opened up, I see the fox for her, but I'll tell her about it later. But the first thing it says, trust your intuition.
Yep.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm pulling the cards and I'm like, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's saying like for intuition. I'm like, oh, she's already asked and she has a good feeling. So, and for confirmation, it says ask and receive. So you're asking and you are receiving accurate messages, just so you know. But you are. You do have angelic protection. That's one of the cards I got as well. So even though this situation isn't working out the way it was supposed to or intended to, don't fear because something else is coming along, something better, really. A better solution is going to come. And you have the power to make it happen. So... you just need to put the intention out there to the universe, what you need, what you want, and you're going to call it right in. Don't talk about the things you don't want. Don't talk about the things you don't need. Just talk about what you do need. And you're going to pull it right in. It's actually going to create a new relationship in your life, a new friendship that is a deep soul friendship. So you have the power to manifest what you need. So what I'm going to tell you is to write it down on a piece of paper, what you need, what you're wanting, what you're looking for, and you're going to pull it right in, and it's actually going to be a lot more than just a simple pick you up and give you a ride. This is going to be a lifelong relationship that you have with this person after meeting them and spending time with them. I'm not sensing on a romantic level, but it's going to be a person that is, you know, a good friend that you keep for the rest of your life. Trying to see if there's anything else I can give you. There's something in here. I just got to find it. And this is a big wake-up call for you. This is calling you to face some reality that maybe you've been, saying, no, it's not really like that. It is. And, you know, it is what it is. That's what you have to really say and set to that mindset. Because it is, you know, we can't make people do things that we want them to do necessarily or act a certain way or anything like that. People are who they are and they have their own agenda sometimes. The relationship, the friendship was worth it. There is things that you got out of it. There's lessons. There's good meaty things that came from this. I'm not going to say it's over, but it's definitely not. It's not what you want it to be or what you thought it was. And that's okay because you're really, something better is coming for you. And so I pulled a card for you from my deck, and it says, every great invention started as a child's dream. So that is about you manifesting your what you need. And, you know, because when a manifestation is a dream, right, it's something that we wish, something we long for. So that's all we need is we just need a dream. We need an idea, and we can make it happen. So it's out there, and the universe is conspiring to make it happen for you. It just needs you to put what you're looking for out there clear and concise, if that makes sense to you. Be direct and don't hold back. That's what I have for you, Rosemaria, but it's all good. You know, it's all positive stuff. It's just, it's really, you know, part of life, right? We change, we grow, we go through little ups and downs here and there, you know, but everything's good. Everything's good. You're protected. You're able to call in what you need. So just ask for it. It's right there. Okay?
Yeah, I did ask for it. Yeah, I did ask for it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I guess he is coming.
It is. You've got that. Well, I was going to say, release, the thing with manifestation is release the outcome, because what's going to come is going to be bigger and better than what you even asked for, really. So don't worry about the how or the why or the way it gets there. You'll know when it arrives, and you'll be blown off your feet. So, you've got it. It's coming. It's on its way.
So he's on his way then. Okay, I can guess he is. Well, I know he's on his mind today, so got it. Because I kind of felt it.
All right, cool. He's going.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Yep. I think Mary and Jan have a message for you as well, okay?
Yes. Jan, do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Hi, Rose Maria. So
hi.
I just, let's see here. The first animal I saw was fox right away. And, you know, I love the fox. I'm always posting foxes. It says, trust your intuition. That's the first thing it says. And be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you in some way. your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation and righteousness. It's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position. And what I saw with the fox right away, the fox was like backing up into a cave of protection. That's what I saw here immediately. So that's what the fox means, is to remain in the background a little bit. And it's important at this time to break out of social conditioning and express yourself more freely, listen and hear and sense your guides and your intuition. They're really big on that. Let's see. You're faced with some problems, but you are going to, you're going to be able to blend in and without drawing attention to yourself. And the situation may require some quick thinking, diplomacy, and wisdom, which you have, to be able to use. So whatever the situation is, I didn't quite get it. You said you had a week or something. I don't know.
Have a week left in New York.
In New York?
No, in Europe, in Italy.
Oh, in Europe, I see. And but you're going to be able to use your diplomacy and your tact to handle this situation. I also felt like you might be the one to be calling him a little, you know.
I did.
You may have to, okay, there you go. Well, that's what I kept hearing, that you're going to call him to help the situation along, to move it along. Okay, so that's good. And then, let me go to the next animal, which I saw was raccoon. And raccoon, where is raccoon? Oh, I just had raccoon. Darn it. Okay, here it is. Raccoon is, in spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. There you go. They just keep saying, you're going to handle this. You're going to be all right. You're going to work this out. I don't know if you're going to work it out with this person necessarily for your entire future, but the situation at hand, you're going to work out. You know what I mean? And there's some sort of deception going on around you, so you're going to be listening and using your intuition about it and just, you know, pay close attention to it. The raccoon has a lot to do with intuitive mechanical ability, using your creativity with your hands, writing, things like that. I don't know if you have anything to do with that. And being flexible and adaptable, which may be what you need at this point with this situation. So I feel okay about the situation. You know, I feel like you're going to resolve it in one way or the other. You have the tact to do it, and you've called him, and it's going to work itself out. That's what I felt. I don't know if you're going to stay with him, though. I'd have to do a meditation on it, you know. So that's what those animals are saying.
Cool.
Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, I called him this morning. He had a little argument with me, and I didn't answer. And the way he said it, I told you we'll see each other around. And I said, I'm in a different town right now that you know of. And then he didn't he waited to see if I see something else, and then so that means I got to call him again tomorrow about 1:20, 1:30 tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon.
He said, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear that very last part." He said, "What about tomorrow?"
I called him this morning early because he said, "Don't call me. Why'd you call me at 1 o'clock in the morning? 10 o'clock?" And then he goes, "Stop calling me." And I told you not to keep calling. I haven't. And then he was waiting for me. Then he goes, "I told you I'll see you around town." I'm like, "No, I don't want that." And then he stopped talking. So that means I gotta call him sometime today.
Yeah, I feel that's what I got. I sort of felt like you have to sort of be the one to, you know, instigate it and you know, give him and that's good. Just give him some time to chill out.
All right, cool. I guess
maybe tomorrow.
Today is Thursday here, so call him about 1:30 today, so because it's already Thursday for me, so or tomorrow.
Right. But I also agree with what you know. I agree with Liz's whole idea of what she's saying to you. So make sure you re-listen to what she said, because I think that's a good message there, you know, for your future and stuff. But
I think in the future.
I think this is going to resolve, though, you know. Huh?
I know he's going to be my future, so you just be hard-headed about it. So.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, just be gentle and tactful, and when you talk to him, and it'll, you have that ability to do that. So just have faith in that, and it will be okay.
All right, cool. So should I call him today, Thursday or Friday?
What's that?
Should I call him on Thursday? Because it's Thursday for me here.
I would wait a little bit. That's what I would do.
Cool. Cool. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Sure.
Okay, so Rosa Maria, it's Mary.
Hi.
I have to say that I trust your intuition, right? And I got, when I asked if he was going to call you, I got, like, nothing. So for me, nothing in my tummy is, like, a no. So obviously you would need to reach out to him. And the card that I pulled out was unlikely. And then I kept saying, you know, I kept hearing, trust your intuition, just like Liz said, you know, and Jen is saying also, you know, just go with the gut. Like, if you have this tightness in your gut, it's a no. You know, if you ask a question to spirit and it's a heart expansion, it means a yes. And ask spirit, you know, like, to show you what the yeses and nos are. You know, we must ask them, and they give us the answers, you know. And sometimes they speak to us and say yeses three times. That's how I started getting it. But I pulled, I was excited to pull a card for you because I didn't like the unlikely answer, but I wanted to pull a good card for you, some good cards from Spirit, as I normally do. And this one says, "Dearest you, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday life. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason than as an exercise of the heart. You will be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. We know it is often... It often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you act from generosity and your heart, the bigger your heart grows and the more love and abundance you will experience and bring onto your life."
we also know that someone could be entering your life with a generous offer for you. Take it and trust you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. We love you so very much over here. And in the back, there's an angel shooting with an arrow. And it says, with love. So that's a beautiful card. I mean, just open your heart. You know, something really good is coming. There's an offer coming to you. You know, if not by this person, it could be someone else, you know. As I heard, you know, highly unlikely, but this card is just, you know, a confirmation that sometimes, you know, opening our heart to other things, you know, and giving as much as receiving is great. You know, it's our medicine, you know, to also give as well as receive. So, and that's what I have, Rosa Maria.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Hope
Thanks.
That helped a little. You're so welcome.
Okay. Give us a call back and let us know how everything goes, too, okay?
All right, I will.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Take good care, Rosemaria. Sorry.
Thanks.
Aw. How sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 15 minutes. Do we think we can take one more caller? I see someone from, I see someone here from last week.
For sure.
Okay, that they called? Okay, yes, of course.
They're on.
Okay, we didn't pick up. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, all right. Area code 443, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Do you have a question for us?
Sure. I would love to know anything, any advice for the greater good for my spiritual journey.
Okay. Let's see.
Jen, if you get something before us, you can go.
Okay.
Yeah,
Suzanne,
we're
can you just
jump.
Say your name again? Suzanne, can
Suzanne.
You say your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. Thank you. I can give an animal to you right now. So what I'm seeing right away is a duck. Seeing a duck
amazing.
For you. It is? Do you resonate with ducks?
Well, I was a swimmer for years.
You what?
I was a swimmer, competitive swimmer for years.
Oh, you were? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. Well, that's neat that you – I bet you loved watching the Olympics, huh?
Oh, yeah. One of my friends was actually in it this year and won a medal. So, yeah, it was very exciting.
Oh, that's
oh,
awesome.
Wow. How amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I don't know what's wrong with this. I'm just trying – I can tell you what duck is without reading the thing, but I just like to have it anyway. They are, as you know, are water animals, and they mm-hmm. are all about emotions and feelings and thriving in that water energy. I love the water. It's one of my favorite modalities, and also for healing and doing readings. Because it enhances your emotions and it enhances psychic readings. Let's just put it bluntly the way it is. It really does. You can, whenever I take a shower and if I start working on a case or a reading, I can see it more clearly because the water just clears it out. There's just something about the water. So, but anyway, it's for your emotional health and... Let's see if I can find this thing here. I lost my pages somehow. I don't know where they went. And Here it is. It's right here. Yay. This is time of fertility, literally or metaphorically. And it might be a time to have some more fun, too. You know, just have a good time and be a little bit silly and do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort. That is the main thing with the ducks. And they have a very generous and big heart, willing to give to everyone. They love the company of others, very amiable, accessible, and they bounce back easily, too. Also, they represent beginning of a new cycle with either work or a relationship.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
I'm very resonating with this little duck.
Oh, good. And they also help you if you need help moving through any difficult emotional entanglements. They're for the emotions too, because they're very water-like. So yeah, and they just say lighten up and don't take yourself too seriously and just have a good time.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mary, do you have something or you want me to go?
Yes. Wow. Suzanne, I got three cards for you and I was just like tabbing everything. So the first, I pulled from the Angel Prayers card by Kyle Gray, and the three cards that popped out was loved one in heaven. Thank you, loved ones in heaven, for drawing close at this time. The second card that fell out is inner power, the divine father. Divine Father, thank you for co-creating my world with me. And the last one, oh my gosh, these are such beautiful cards, Suzanne.
They are.
Support. Dear angel, I allow you to support me as I grow to become more spiritually aware. Oh my gosh, I'm like so happy for you. So
yeah, that's amazing.
They want me to read from the card number. It says 33 on the Father card, the Divine Father card, and it looks like, for me, it looks like Lord Ganesh a little bit. And he has a drum, and there's a Merkaba in behind him as well. It's just such a beautiful card. Wow. And they want me to read that card for you. So it says, General, you are blessed to receive the support of the Universal Father today. You have the power within you to create your world, and you are being encouraged to see that this power is only in place when you are coming from a space of love. Release any toxic feelings and feel blessed, knowing God is with you today. You are so powerful when you share your love with the world. You are being encouraged by God and his angels to be a powerful leader of love. There are two ways of accepting power. You can use it to instill fear and overpower others, or you can use it to guide and empower yourself and others. Lead by example and be the powerful, loving leader you desire to see in the world. You are powerful and filled with love. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was Lord Shiva. Oh, my gosh, I was so off. Shiva is the Hindu god of strength and power. He is the ultimate father figure and is known for his leadership and fiery energy. He is known as the destroyer and the cosmic dancer, but it is important to say that he is another expression of love. When called upon, he does destroy the negative energy of our lives, but he can lighten up our world like the sun. In this deck, we have focus on him as the divine father, as he gives us support and strength as a representation of our father in heaven, God. So there's a 33 on the top of the card as well. So as we know, that's Jesus' number. Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful. I feel it so much in my heart.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I do believe that Shiva is, isn't Shiva Ganesha's father, I believe?
I they look alike because I just ordered, Ganesh, Lord Ganesh, a statue. So it does, they look alike a little bit. Yeah. They might be.
Now I have to look it up. I'm like, somebody can Google that. But So this is Liz, Suzanne, and
hi, Liz.
Funny that Jan shared about the water, because the cards I pulled for you, I'll just share this. I have iceberg. This is a couple of the cards, but iceberg, island, and whale, which all have to do with water. So isn't that funny?
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So, you know, you've been on this earth for as long as you have been, and you still have part of you that you have not brought out and shown to the world. And we are waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for it. You've been in, the next card is winter solstice. So you've been in this period of more recently, you've been in this period where you are really embracing what that is and kind of looking at it and saying, should I bring this out or shouldn't I? It's definitely time. Definitely time to share what you have with the world. Because the next card after the winter solstice, ironically, was spring equinox and rebirth. So, you know, you have to decide to bring this out because you just need to. We need it right now. This is it. The world needs the light that you have that you haven't shared yet. So this is going to be a new you coming out, just a new outlook altogether. You know, everything is going to be different for you. The way people view you, the way you view yourself, the way people receive you, they're really going to be, you're just going to be at this vibration that everyone wants to be near you and around you, and they're going to notice you for sure. You've been in solitude in this, you know, again, the winter solstice kind of, that's the island is about solitude. But we need that sometimes. We need to be okay with ourselves and who we are 100%. You know, otherwise we're not ever comfortable going out in the world or being around other people or being in relationships with other people if we don't fully embrace who we are ourselves. So that's really what mm-hmm. you've been doing, is becoming comfortable with you 100% and inside and out, every aspect, the good, the bad, the indifferent. And it's all getting you ready for this rebirthing, because the whale card is reach, and that's the whale coming up out of the water, right? And showing the whole world, here I am, look at me, right?
Oh my goodness.
Getting ready to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I just in case, I pulled a couple more cards out of my Angel Guides deck, and same thing. You were gathering your composure. You've gone through the clear, cancel, and release. So you've gone through everything that you were holding on to that no longer serves you, and you said, you know what, I don't have time for this crap anymore. I'm not wasting my time thinking about it, dwelling on it. It's over. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
You've mm-hmm. done that, and that was part of, you know, moving forward was getting rid of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about divine timing. And I believe that tells you
time is everything.
Yeah. And divine timing for you is now. You know, the world needs all the light it can get, needs all the light workers out there spreading positivity and sharing and healing and all the things that that we bring, because, you know, it, we all know it's needed.
I'm so excited to see what my work is going to be. Yeah. Yeah. I've been very open to it, and I get very anxious, like I want it to happen, but then I keep having to remind myself it's divine timing. It'll happen when it's supposed mm-hmm. to happen.
Yeah.
And, but I have some things that I would like to do, but I'm willing to do what mm-hmm. God needs me to do, or the divine needs me to do.
Yeah.
So.
Follow those nudges, because you've been led, and you do. I mean, I feel like you already know what it is, and you're saying that you don't. So it is something that you're already aware of. It is something that you're intrigued in, is what I'm going to tell you. And
because I would love to do mediumship, and I would love to work mm-hmm. with the police for help crime victims.
Oh
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just, you know,
I would love to do that.
In.
start looking at the connections that you make, the people you meet and run into, because they're going to be, you know, you're going to start to find little vessels here and there that are helping you along the way. So definitely keep an open mind and of how it's going to come about. Because a lot of times it comes in a different way than we think it might.
Okay.
But it's there for you. You're ready. You're ready. Definitely ready. So.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I love how you guys are always here for us, and you know, you just give me a little bit more encouragement, a little bit more insight. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Suzanne,
let us know how you make that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One more thing, Suzanne. Did you say you want to work with the crimes?
Yes.
Crimes. That's what I do. And and I work with police.
Wow.
Yes, that's what I would like to do.
So, well, you just hang in there with us here at Sacred Embers, and you can join the crime group that we have.
Oh,
we have a group in there. And well, usually we if people want to start working on the crimes with us, then you just contact us. You have to join the group Sacred Embers on Facebook.
Okay.
I haven't been doing a lot of crimes lately because I've had to take a rest now, but
right.
Every once in a while
a
crime, they do. The crimes take a lot of energy.
I'm in that group.
You know, what's that?
I'm in that group. Sacred Embers group I'm in.
Okay, good, yeah. So what if you would just come over to my message, you know, message me on Facebook. Or friend me, Jan Drake Bakke, and I can get your name, and next time we have a crime, I will ask you to help in it, if you don't mind, if you'd like.
I mean, I don't know what I can do yet, but I would love to try.
Well, that's all it is. That's how it was. That's how it happened for me. One of my friends just came over to me and said, "Will you help me with this?" And I said, "I don't know how to do this. Just do it." I said, "Okay." And that's how I did it. And I've been doing it ever since. And I didn't even know. I had no idea that I could do this. No idea in the world. And I started doing it. Yep. And then I started working with the police and the FBI. So
that's exactly what I would love to do.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just friended you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Talk about divine timing, ladies.
Wow. That is beautiful.
Well, and you know, it's funny, when I thought I was ready to do this, I kept saying, I've been told that when you're supposed to do it, teachers find you. And I'm like, I don't have any teachers, so it must not be my time. That's what I kept saying.
Well, it is your time. This is just a confirmation because Jan is never on. This is Jan's first night on. So this is
funny too, because I don't usually tell
people that you call today
about the crime. Yeah. So thank you so much.
That's perfect.
Well, I don't think we could have ended it better. You're welcome.
I know. I love it.
And we can't wait. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you and Jan.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Gosh, what a perfect way to end the show. That was crazy.
I know.
I did write down everyone that was on hold earlier, so if you call back next week, we will pick you up first. And it was great to be with you ladies this evening. Jan, it was so fun to have you.
Oh, my
gosh. Thank you so much.
You need to join us.
I just had the best
time.
It was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It was awesome having you on.
It was. I loved it with you, both of you. You're both so amazing and so, I just could listen to you both so much. I loved your message. It was so amazing and so beautiful. It was, oh, my gosh. Anyway,
oh,
it was a great show.
And you and your animals, they're so amazing, too. I love that.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
I wanted to know, Jan, can you give Mary and I an animal?
I already
sure can. Just let me hold on a second. Let me.
Okay.
This whole time that I was doing this, my cat was here and my husband was in the house, and I've been running around the whole house trying to get out of the way, and everything's scattered everywhere. Okay, so I have everything. Okay, here's some paper here. So all I really need to do is get one of your voices and just say a few things, and then I get your energy right away.
Okay, I'll go.
One of you just say something. Jan, say your name. Or,
Jan, it's Liz, and it was wonderful to have you on the show this evening. It was really enjoyable to hear you share the animals with everyone. That's different than what we normally have, and I think it was really, really beautiful. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you so much. I did too. Oh boy, here it comes. They have a big beak. There's a big beak here. It looks like a it's a bird with a big beak, and usually it comes in much faster than this. I don't see them flying yet, so I think it's an eagle. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's an eagle. And so let me get this one book here. Now I see it. There's green. There's some green color on the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's normal for an eagle. I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay, let's see. What does that have? I love eagles. You know, eagles, I have to say, eagles are so incredible. They will help you find missing people. I use the eagle for that.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but
that.
That's they do. Yeah, they will. They'll come in and help. So, okay, so this, it says right here, there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above the mundane so that you're able to see your life and circumstances with a broader perspective and greater vision. It's time for a great spiritual awakening, one where you experience a greater connection to the divine, in which you already have, but even more. It's an important time to get creative. And let's see. What else? You're very spiritually evolved, a born leader. People gravitate towards you naturally. You're willing to endure challenges and struggles, but you are able to meet them because you have the necessary spiritual development to handle them. And you're an old soul, and you are completely spiritually directed. That's the kind of life that you lead. You're very passionate. But you need to learn to conserve your energy. And let's see, you have a strong faith. And it says that you pay attention to the sensations in your backbone. Be more alert. That will help you be more alert of what's going around you, I mean. You know, sometimes we get messages in our body. So they're saying your backbone, pay attention to it. I've never heard of that, but, you know.
Funny, because I've been having a lot of pain there the last month, so. I guess we'll have to tap into that more.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear. Well,
to find out what that is.
Yeah. So did you feel, did you feel more about, I mean, was it okay? I mean, have you had confirmations with Eagle? Have you had Eagle around you or anything like that?
I was going to tell you about, it's less than 60 miles east of here is the Cannonsville Reservoir, and it's actually a habitat for rehabbing, for breeding eagles, bald eagles. So now there's so many of them that they actually fly over our area because, you know, for an eagle, 60 miles is nothing.
right.
So it's not, you know, every day or anything, but I have seen them at different times, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, an eagle is unmistakable if you have never seen one flying over. It is the most majestic thing you've ever seen. You can't miss it. They're huge. And so I have had the confirmations before. So it was so – I loved that. That was my animal that came through because I was like, oh,
cool.
I have read some about the eagle since I have seen him. And definitely knew the connection was there. So that's very awesome.
Wow,
thank you
neat.
So much, Jan.
You're welcome. Well, it showed itself. So that it didn't come in as fast as the animals usually come in. I don't know why, but I think I can see it clearly as day right now. Clear as day, the more you talk.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's definitely right there with you.
Oh,
I love them. Yeah, they're very majestic animals in so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Oh, thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome.
Wow, that is so beautiful. So, Jan, since I need to talk a little bit, I just wanted to say it was so wonderful to connect with you on this show, and I hope you get to join us in future shows. We're on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Oh, wow. Here he is. It's the wolf.
Ooh.
Let me see, though. Yeah. The eagle was staying there for a while, and then all of a sudden, the wolf is right there. Yeah. It's the wolf. Do you have any connection with wolf? Ever?
I think they presented themselves in my bedroom once and in my dream.
Oh, really?
But it was a friendly one. Like, you know, it wasn't like attacking me. And I've seen them in my dreams as well, like protecting me.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And they've attacked you in your dreams?
No, not attacked me in my dreams. They've, like,
taken
care of me.
Okay.
Have not.
Oh, yeah. I don't see an attack in this is definitely a
protection
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm writing this down that you've had them in your dreams. If you've had them in your dreams, it's definitely one of your animals.
Okay.
They usually show up in dreams, too. So the characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority. Insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, too. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and deeply trust your inner knowing. You are being spiritually and psychically protected. So that's the wolf. I'm so glad because they are beautiful animals. They're one of my favorites. You have a strong sense of family and community and intuitive sense of order. You are very affectionate with your friends and family, which is so true. And you would rather avoid confrontations and will fiercely defend your loved ones whenever it's necessary. And you verbally speak and non-verbally with passion, sincerity, and love. You're a natural-born leader. And you are at ease with friends and family and those who are closest to you. And they are, you know, they're a pack animal, as you know, and they're mm-hmm. really into their family unit type thing, mm-hmm. and their main thing is protection. I feel like they're
yeah.
really into loyalty, protection, and very, very, very intuitive. They're one of the psychic animals. They're such a cool animal.
Oh my gosh,
oh,
that's
cool.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, how
awesome. Neat. That was neat how it showed up, because the eagle was flying, and then all of a
uh-huh.
sudden the eagle, and I kept saying, okay, that's enough of the eagle now. I want to see Mary's animal, please. And then the eagle started fading, and the wolf, like, just came in really beautifully, like, just, oh, I don't know how to describe it, just came in with a beautiful essence, and, the, you know, like, the eagle went out very loving, and
uh-huh.
the wolf came in very loving. So it was a really neat
oh.
transition, anyway.
I'm
yeah.
actually, like, seeing it, like, visualizing him or her is just, like, walking in softly, like, with
yes.
white fur. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it almost
beautiful.
Looks like a white wolf. It looks like a white
yep.
wolf, a little bit gray. Look, there's a little bit of gray
yeah,
in it.
That's what I'm seeing, yep. Uh-huh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jan.
You
and it's so true about me being affectionate with friends and family, and I'm always like, I always love giving love, and I'm like
yes.
lovey-dovey with everybody, you know, like
yes, yeah.
So it's so amazing, and I love the new teachings coming because I mean I'm learning so much.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh,
no.
Well, you guys teach me. I learned so much tonight by listening to you both. That was so amazing. Wow.
Oh,
my gosh.
Well, you
Thank
were a
you.
Pleasure, Jan. And I hope if you need something to do, feeling bored on a Wednesday,
yeah, right.
come back and join us
yeah.
here on Angel Sisters. We would love, to,
love
have
to
have you.
We'd love to have you.
It was
Thank
so
you.
Fun tonight.
Yes, it was.
And
thanks a lot. I will, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, I guess that's the show. So
yes, and we took down the numbers for next week for those callers
yeah.
that
I have a list.
On.
I actually started it before mm-hmm. the last caller so that all the people that usually hang up when we say it's the last one, I got you too. So call back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to you next week. Oh, what a great night, ladies.
Yes, thank
yes, it
you.
Was.
So
Fantastic.
Have a good night. And we'll
have
talk
you
too.
Last night. Yes.
God bless
thank
you.
You. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.